This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. This fifth day of the Trump administration brought another high-profile breakfast meeting at the White House. The CEOs of Ford, General Motors, Fiat Chrysler, and other carmakers heard the president say that he wants to see new auto plants built in this country. And to that end, he issued an executive action streamlining the permitting process for getting domestic manufacturing projects off the ground, the goal being to reduce what the president called the, quote, incredibly cumbersome, long, horrible process. But as Marketplace's Annie Baxter explains, there are plenty of reasons why auto manufacturers might still hesitate to open new factories here.
Permitting processes can indeed be a big headache for automakers, according to David Cole, chairman emeritus of the Center for Automotive Research. But Cole says that's not really what would keep automakers from building new factories. He says they're probably more likely to add shifts at existing facilities first before breaking ground somewhere new.
You're going to try to look at your global footprint and run those plants at the highest possible utilization rate.
He doubts automakers are likely to add multiple new plants in the U.S. given existing capacity. It takes 2 to 3 years and hundreds of millions of dollars to open a new plant, so says Alan Baum, an automotive industry market researcher. Baum says another reason carmakers probably won't go that route is slackening demand. He says the share of Americans buying new cars and trucks is falling.
In 1960 or 70 or 80, if you were in a middle-class job, every few years you'd buy a new car. That's simply not the case today.
Even if automakers do try to expand production in the U.S., they could run into other issues. Economist Aparna Mater with the American Enterprise Institute says factory owners in general can't even fill the existing job openings very easily.
Even today, there are over 300,000 job openings. The problem is manufacturers say we don't have the people with the right skills to employ in these jobs.
She says older workers who may have gotten laid off from manufacturing jobs in the past now often lack the right skills. And surveys show many younger workers don't want to work in factories. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.